For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Sunday School. Since the 1930s, students have met together in Apostolic Faith Sunday School classes around the world to be informed, encouraged, and inspired by studying the Bible. Classes and curriculum are tailored for the needs of students of every age, with an emphasis on the life-changing power in Jesus Christ. In Sunday School, students become familiar with the themes of the Bible, search its pages for answers, share its principles with others, memorize its verses for their lives, and apply its promises in facing their problems. We have found that there are a number of compelling reasons for operating a Sunday School. Sunday School provides an open door for evangelism. Parents may never set foot inside our church, but through the open ears, eyes, and hearts of their children, we can reach into their homes and their lives. Over the years, many individuals and even whole families have come into the gospel through the Sunday School. Sunday School encourages Bible knowledge. Students receive an overall grasp of the scriptures that might be difficult for them to obtain otherwise. In a Sunday School class, people can ask questions. When listening to a sermon, if they have a question, they must wait until later to ask it. Sunday School ministers to all age groups. The particular needs, concerns, and interests of each age group can be addressed in the context of Sunday School. In addition, grouping students by age offers us an opportunity to teach the Word of God at the appropriate level for maximum understanding. Sunday School produces future workers in the gospel. The Great Commission not only commissions us to win people, but also to train them to Christian maturity. In Sunday School classes, future workers, teachers, and ministers are instructed in the Word of God and grounded in the doctrines and practices upheld by the Bible and our organization. Sunday School provides good role models. Our Sunday School teachers often develop close connections with their students, especially those of a younger age. This connection often makes them positive role models who have a long-time influence in their students' lives. Sunday School involves individuals in the work of the Lord. Not everyone has musical talents or other abilities that lend themselves to participation in gospel services. However, the structure of Sunday School offers many options for service in the work of the Lord. Sunday School offers follow-up for new converts. The Sunday School setting furnishes a nourishing and nurturing environment where new converts can be fed spiritually and encouraged to grow in their Christian lives. Sunday School establishes a network of friends. People interact with each other in Sunday School. Studies prove that people become rooted in churches where they have friends, and Sunday School classes are a place where such friendships are built and developed. Sunday School extends the pastor's spiritual care. Our Sunday School teachers have an opportunity to offer individualized interest, instruction, and support that a pastor could not accomplish on his own. Sunday School brings a sense of vitality to the congregation. The presence of children and young people in a congregation adds vitality and enthusiasm that, when blended with the wisdom and the stability of the older ones, makes for a lively and vibrant church family. In our Apostolic Faith churches, the main session is conducted on Sunday, but other Bible learning sessions are often sponsored or held in conjunction with the Sunday School. These include vacation Bible schools, youth camps, children's church, community events, and other outreaches. Each local Sunday School is organized into departments and/or classes. These divisions are based on need and number of teachers available and are designated by age, grade level, or interest, in other words, college groups and young marrieds, and sometimes gender. At the headquarters church, the beginners department teaches those of preschool age. The primary department takes students from the first through third grades, and the junior department starts with the fourth grade and includes the seventh grade. Youth classes are held for grades 8 through 12 and the senior department includes classes for those of college age, men's and women's groups, and the senior adult classes. The actual structure of the Sunday school session is flexible, but we have found that the following pattern works well. Opening exercises in the main sanctuary, musical prelude, congregational singing by all the departments together, prayer, usually by a minister or one of the teachers while the congregation stands, announcements, a special song, instrumental number, or memory verse recitation by students, dismissal to classes or departments, departmental exercises, beginner through junior departments, departmental singing, welcome to visitors, acknowledgement of birthdays, etc., class time, review or object lesson, closing prayer. Competent teachers are necessary for the success of the work, and it is part of our role as pastor to appoint the teachers needed to staff our local Sunday school. A teacher holds a place of sacred responsibility, so teachers in Apostolic Faith Sunday schools must be born-again Christians. Those selected to fill this role should be mature, faithful Christians, since Scripture puts them in the same company as apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors. They should have a clear understanding of the fundamental doctrines and teachings of the Bible, adhere to them, and support them absolutely. They should be able to communicate well and have appropriate teaching skills or interest in learning them. Many of our churches have found that regular roundtable discussions of the lessons, after the teachers have had an opportunity to study the topic privately, are very beneficial as a preparation for teaching. Generally, a minister or one of the teachers is appointed as a moderator who leads these sessions. During this session, the objective of the lesson is discussed, key biblical themes explored, and ideas for visual aids and teaching activities shared between the teachers. This is also a good time for the teachers to plan special programs and discuss departmental activities. The Bible is the official textbook in our Apostolic Faith Sunday schools. We use the King James Version in our English-speaking churches. All teaching must be in alignment with the biblical doctrines and teachings upheld by this organization. Preschool-age classes follow a simple curriculum featuring key Bible stories and basic biblical concepts such as kindness, obedience, sharing, and loving others. The materials for students of primary school age feature an expanded selection of Bible stories. Middle school through adult curriculum materials alternate between thematic, including Bible character studies, and through the Bible textual lessons with an emphasis on personal application and the life-changing power of Jesus Christ. The various curriculums are all produced at our headquarters and are issued on a quarterly basis. All have accompanying guides with suggestions and instructions for teachers. In the United States, pastors may request printed copies of curriculum materials for their congregations through our organization website at apostolicfaith.org. All materials are also available there for downloading. Churches outside of the United States should connect with their district superintendent regarding their Sunday school curriculum needs. One key factor in a vibrant Sunday school is the active and enthusiastic support of the pastor. If that is our role in our local church, we should do all we can to promote Sunday school. Whenever possible, we should take an active part in the actual teaching and encourage other ministers to do likewise. We need to recognize that this outreach effort, in order to be effective, takes time, money, energy, enthusiasm, and must be demonstrated continually in order for the rest of the workers to feel the same. Here are some ways we can support our Sunday school outreach and staff. Verbalize our support and appreciation for Sunday school. Be involved in choosing and training Sunday school teachers. Invest time in the lives of our Sunday school teachers. Visit with them, send notes of encouragement, and attend roundtable sessions when possible. Visit the departments occasionally. Greet the children and the teaching staff. Encourage some type of promotion for evangelism that inspires students to invite others to Sunday school. Reserve time on the church calendar for teacher training. Provide a resource library. This will encourage teachers to study, plan together, and make creative teaching materials for their classes. If possible, make funds available to provide a cheerful learning environment for the children. Remember that visiting parents will evaluate the quality of our children's program based on their first impression of the children's area. Our investment in Sunday school will pay dividends in the years to come as young leaders are evangelized, trained, and launched out into the harvest field as a result of what they learned in Sunday school. Counsel for Ministers. For more complete instruction regarding the organization, staffing, and administration of Sunday school, or to learn more about the various curriculums currently available from headquarters, contact your district superintendent. You will also find resources by visiting the Sunday school section of our corporate website at apostolicfaith.org. We use the Sunday school curriculums provided by the Apostolic Faith Organization in our Sunday schools, rather than lessons produced by other organizations, since we know our material presents the Bible doctrines we have upheld since our 1906 founding. We cannot risk diluting our teachings. It is acceptable for teachers to incorporate visuals, objects, and supplementary materials produced by other organizations into their class presentation, as long as the basic lesson and the materials distributed to the students are produced by the Apostolic Faith. Those first few moments when the newcomer walks through the door into your Sunday school are vitally important. Negative first impressions are hard to overcome, but positive impressions will also linger in memory. We should encourage our teachers to be sure that visitors are made to feel instantly comfortable and at ease.